This is an audio article created by the Maritime Archaeological Trust, who are based in Southampton. It has been created as part of the Forgotten Wrecks of the First World War project and been made possible thanks to funding from the Heritage Lottery Fund. This article has been recorded with the kind support of the Southampton Area Talking Echo at their studio in Mount Pleasant Road, Southampton. The Forgotten Wrecks project is being run by the Maritime Archaeological Trust. Between 2014 and 2018, the project aims to research the stories behind the 1,000 or so vessels that were wrecked off the south coast of England during the First World War. A separate 7-minute article, available via the Talking News Federation and the Maritime Archaeological Trust, provides background information about the project. This is about HMS Glatton. The remains of HMS Glatton lie salvaged beneath a car ferry terminal in Dover Harbour. Once a heavily armed military vessel, the Glatton fell victim to an ammunition failure in September 1918, resulting in the deaths of 60 crewmen. But it was not this internal explosion and subsequent fire that sank the Glatton, nor was it a surprise German U-boat attack, interrupting its voyage to Dover in preparation for a strategic offensive. It was the command of a Royal Navy vice-admiral, fearful that the damage would ignite a neighbouring munition ship and, crudely, obliterate half of Dover, that condemned a fellow British vessel to the ocean floor. Indeed, HMS Glatton follows a complex and compelling narrative. Torpedoed by its own navy, it demonstrates both the chaos and pragmatism of the war at sea. It not only experienced a variety of modifications since its inception in 1913, but its fate serves to remind us of the terrible decisions that warfare entails. The origins of HMS Glatton can be traced back to 1913, built by Armstrong Whitworth at Elswick, Newcastle. HMS Glatton started life as a Norwegian vessel, the HNOMS Bjørgvin, intended for coastal defence on behalf of the Royal Norwegian Navy. Construction was abruptly halted by the onset of the Great War. This change of climate spurred the British Navy to requisition UK-built warships and reimburse the Norwegian Navy for roughly £245,000, 66% of Bjørgvin's list price. As a result, the now christened HMS Glatton was subject to significant modifications, but transforming a foreign defence vessel for military duties is no mean feat, so much so that its development was delayed for a number of years. Although officially launched on the 8th of August 1914, the Glatton was taken in for boiler modification on the 9th of January 1915 and was relatively neglected until September 1917. Arguably, this was to prioritise the construction of lighter vessels, namely HMS Furious and Courageous. HMS Glatton's drastic overhaul of its onboard armaments included replacing the original Norwegian turrets to accommodate British ammunition and an anti-torpedo reinforced hull. The latter amendment would, ironically, later be tested by the very navy that commissioned it. The sinking of the Glatton. By the 11th of September 1918, HMS Glatton was en route to Dover in advance of military offensive. 5 days into this journey, a malfunction within the ammunition stores saw a low-order explosion, igniting the highly flammable sibling of gunpowder, cordite. Flames engulfed the Glatton, and despite Commander N.W. Diggle's attempt to flood the compartment, the fire obstructed access to emergency countermeasures. But it was Vice Admiral Roger Keyes who would prove most divisive in this situation. Escaping almost immediately to the nearby HMS Cossack, his attention shifted away from the Glatton and to the surrounding area. Specifically, Keyes was alarmed by the munition ship, the Grandshaw, tailing a mere 150 yards away. Should the Glatton explode, it would trigger a chain reaction. The combined payload of the two ships, which were flirting on the outskirts of Dover, posed a serious threat to the mainland. HMS Glatton became a proverbial time bomb, which compelled Vice Admiral Keyes to blow it from the water. Curiously, HMS Cossack launched two torpedoes, neither of which were successful in sinking the Glatton. No doubt its reinforced hull and the proximity of the ships were pivotal to this. Keyes subsequently ordered HMS Mings to fire its turrets at the ruptured hull and quell any concerns of triggering the Grandshaw. 60 crewmen were killed by this manoeuvre, with a further 19 dying of burns. The Forgotten Wreck. The wreck itself remained in Dover Harbour for a number of years, at 310 feet in length and 5,746 tons, salvaging the Glatton was inevitably delayed by expense. On the 16th of March 1926, it was moved to its current position, away from the congestion of sea traffic. It now remains buried under a car ferry terminal, an apt resting place for a ship that was sacrificed to protect that very mainland. Special thanks to Peter Horton for his research on the HMS Glatton, written and researched by Ollie Shipp. You've been listening to one of a series of audio articles created by the Maritime Archaeological Trust as part of their Heritage Lottery-funded Forgotten Wrecks of the First World War project. Future articles will cover more of the wrecks and sites that are being researched and investigated through the project. We'd love to get your feedback on these articles and suggestions for what you'd like to hear about in the future. And of course, if you'd like to get involved as a project volunteer, perhaps you'd like to write or record one of the future audio articles. Please contact us via the project website at Forgotten Wrecks or via telephone on 02380 237300.